All right, so today we're going to be looking at AI-generated humans. These videos that are getting so realistic, it's hard to tell if they're real or not. You know, like we're talking about full-on digital people walking, talking, dancing, pretty much anything a real person can do.
Yeah, it's incredible how quickly AI is advancing. You know, we've all heard about those deepfakes where they swap faces, but now they can generate an entire video of a person from scratch. I mean, it really makes you wonder, you know, what can you actually trust anymore when you see something online?
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're going to be looking at today.
Yeah.
In this deep dive, we've got this research paper. It was presented at SIGREP H25, Human Action CLIPS Detecting AI-Generated Human Motion. And it's all about how can you spot these digital fakes?
Yeah. The researchers actually created a massive data set. They called it Deep Action. And they used it to train and test their methods. It's got thousands of videos, some real and some fake ones.
Oh, what?
Created by 7 different AI video generators.
So it's like a digital hall of mirrors.
It is. It is. It's really interesting.
Okay, so we've got AI that can make these incredibly realistic videos of people.
Yeah.
Obviously a little creepy. But what makes this research so groundbreaking?
So for a long time, computers have really struggled to understand and then replicate human movement. Like, think about it. It's incredibly complex.
Yeah.
You know all the nuances. But this research uses what's called multimodal semantic embedding to analyze the videos. And it's really changing the game.
Multimodal semantic embedding. Okay, that sounds pretty intense. Break that down for me a little bit.
Okay, so think about it this way. Like, when you recognize a friend,
right,
you're not just looking at their face. You're looking at their mannerisms, the way they walk, their movements.
Mm-hmm.
These embeddings are kind of like that. They allow the AI to analyze a video, not just for what it looks like, but for what it means in terms of human motion.
Oh, so it's not just about the pixels. It's about understanding the meaning behind the movement.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and it turns out that these AI-generated videos have distinct patterns in the way they represent movement.
Mm.
It's kind of like a digital fingerprint.
A fingerprint. Okay, so how do they actually find these fingerprints?
They use these special tools like CLI, BIC, SIGLIP, and Gina CLIP.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they translate images and captions into a universal language that the AI can understand.
Okay.
And then they compare these translations, the embeddings,
yeah,
to identify the telltale signs of AI generation.
So it's almost like each video frame is like a point on this massive map of meaning.
Right.
And the AI-generated frames cluster differently than the real one.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm starting to see how this works.
Yeah.
But how well does it actually work? Like, can we actually rely on this to spot these fake videos?
Well, that's the really exciting part. The researchers actually achieved some really impressive results. They tested a bunch of different methods, but there was one called the frame-to-prompt approach that was particularly interesting.
Frame-to-prompt?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's actually really clever. So imagine you have a picture, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to figure out if it's real or fake. You might compare it to other pictures, you know, are real or fake. This method is kind of like that. It compares each frame's embedding to the embeddings of prompts, like a photo of a real image versus a photo of a fake image. So essentially, it's looking to see which prompt does the frame align with more closely.
So it's like this digital detective looking for clues to see if the video is telling the truth.
Yeah, great way to put it. And the best part is it doesn't actually need to be trained on specific types of fake videos to work.
Yeah.
Which means it could adapt to new AI models as they come out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's a potential solution here? How accurate is it, though? Can we actually rely on this to spot the fakes?
Let's look at the results. Mm. They tested it on these videos of people doing all sorts of things, dancing, playing sports, you name it. And the accuracy rates were really high, often over 90%.
90%. That's incredible. But what about, you know, those kind of blurry videos that we see online or the ones that have been compressed?
Right.
Wouldn't that mess with the results?
That's a great question. And the researchers were smart enough to test that, too. They purposely degraded the video quality to kind of simulate what happens in the real world.
Oh.
And the results were really encouraging.
Really?
Yeah. It still works surprisingly well.
Hmm.
Even with low quality or compressed videos, the detection accuracy remained really robust. It seems like those AI fingerprints are pretty hard to get rid of.
Okay, so this method seems pretty solid for detecting AI-generated full-body motion.
Yeah.
But what about those super realistic face swap deepfakes?
Right.
Can this method detect those too?
That's where things get a little trickier.
Yeah.
So they tested the method on these videos where it's just a person's head talking. like a webcam video.
That it do.
The accuracy definitely went down. It seems like those subtle nuances of facial expressions and lip movements are still really difficult for the model to analyze. It's like those tiny movements carry a lot of information, and AI hasn't quite mastered that yet.
So it's not a perfect solution,
right?
But it's a big step forward.
It's a big step forward, exactly. This research opens up a whole new way of thinking about AI-generated content.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to identify these unique signatures is going to be crucial in developing more advanced forensic tools down the road.
That's amazing. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a closer look at the challenges and the limitations of this. Okay, so we're back. And we're talking about how to detect AI-generated humans.
Right.
This multimodal semantic embedding thing seems pretty effective for those full-body motion fakes, but faces are still a challenge.
Yeah, it's true. Faces are so nuanced. Like, we convey so much information through just tiny movements in our faces.
Right.
Often without even realizing it. So it makes sense that AI is still catching up in that area.
Yeah, like those micro expressions, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can tell what somebody's really thinking, even if they're trying to hide it.
Exactly.
So if this method isn't great with faces, are researchers working on ways to, like, tackle that problem? What's in the works?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of research going on in that area. Some researchers are working on these more specialized algorithms that are specifically trained to look at facial movements.
Okay.
Others are looking at incorporating physiological signals like heart rate and skin conductance into the analysis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because those can also provide clues about a person's emotional state.
So it's like trying to understand the whole picture, not just what we see on the surface.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But let's get back to the research that we're talking about today. You mentioned that they also tested this on CGI videos.
Right.
Like, you know, those incredibly lifelike characters you see in video games?
Yeah.
I'm curious, how did the AI fare against those?
So they actually used a data set called GTA Human. It's full of footage from Grand Theft Auto games.
Uh-huh.
And those characters are so realistic, and the environments are so detailed.
Yeah.
So it was a really good way to test, you know, can the AI tell the difference between the game and the real world?
So it's AI versus video game AI.
Exactly.
Who won?
Well, it was a little bit of a mixed bag, actually. The two-class SVM model, which was really effective on the full body motion, didn't do so well in the GTA Human videos.
Mm.
It only correctly classified about 39% of them.
Hmm. Not exactly a stellar performance.
Right.
What about that frame-to-prompt approach? Did that have any better luck?
It did a little bit better. With the CLIP embedding, it had 76% accuracy.
Okay.
But here's what's really interesting. The results varied quite a bit depending on which embedding they used. Like the SIGLIP embedding actually achieved 100% accuracy.
Whoa, 100%. That's amazing. So does that mean SIGLIP is like the ultimate CGI detector?
Well, not necessarily. It's possible that SIGLIP might have encountered CGI content during its training.
Oh.
So it may have already learned those patterns.
So it's like it had a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
It had already seen some of those CGI tricks.
Exactly. And it actually highlights a really important point. As these AI models are trained on bigger and more diverse data sets, they're going to get much more sophisticated at being able to detect fakes. But it also means we have to be aware of potential biases in the data they're trained on.
Right. Like if an AI is trained mostly on, you know, videos of people from one certain demographic,
right,
it might have trouble accurately analyzing videos of people from other demographics.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's something to keep in mind. I have to admit, this is kind of mind-boggling.
It is.
Like, okay, we're constantly playing catch-up with AI.
Right.
As soon as we develop a way to detect fakes, the technology evolves, and there's new challenges.
It's definitely a rapidly evolving landscape, but that's what makes it so fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, as AI gets more and more powerful, we need to really understand, you know, how it works and how we can use it responsibly.
Yeah, I completely agree. So for all of our listeners out there who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what's the key takeaway? What should we be focusing on?
I think the most important thing is to have a healthy sense of skepticism.
Mm.
Like, don't just believe everything you see online.
Yeah.
Be critical of the information that you're consuming, especially when it comes to videos. You know, look for inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the source. And if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
It's like we need to become digital detectives.
Yeah.
Always on the lookout for clues.
Exactly.
That might reveal a fake.
And remember, this technology is still really early on.
Yeah.
So there's going to be new challenges and breakthroughs all the time.
Yeah.
It's a constant journey of learning and adapting.
Well said. This has really been a whirlwind.
It has.
Of information and insights. And it's clear that we're really just scratching the surface of this.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've gotten a really good understanding of the challenges.
For sure.
And the opportunities ahead.
Yeah. I agree. It's an ongoing journey of discovery and adaptation. So the most important thing is to stay informed and engaged and curious.
Well said. You know what else I'm curious about, though? We've been talking a lot about the technical aspects of detection, but this whole thing raises some pretty big questions about, you know, the future of truth and authenticity in the digital age. What are your thoughts on that? Where do we go from here?
That's a really big question, and it's something I think we're all kind of grappling with, you know, as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. Like, the nature of truth and authenticity is being challenged in a way that we've never seen before.
Yeah, it's like this uncharted territory, you know, where we can't always rely on our senses to tell us what's real. It's exciting, but it's also unsettling at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes beyond videos, too. Think about audio deepfakes, written content, even entire virtual worlds that are populated by AI-generated characters.
Mm.
It's going to be harder and harder to figure out what's made by humans and what's not.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how this is going to impact, you know, our relationships and our institutions, even our understanding of reality. Like, will we get to a point where we just can't trust anything we see or hear online?
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
Mm.
But I don't think we should just, you know, fall into despair or cynicism. Like, this is a challenge. It's a challenge that we can address. But it's going to take, you know, a collective effort from researchers, policymakers, tech companies, and individuals.
So it's not just about like developing better detection tools. It's about coming up with a whole new framework for how we think about truth and authenticity in this digital age.
Exactly. We need to cultivate media literacy skills, teach people how to think critically, and really have these open discussions about what are the ethical implications of AI. We have to empower people to be more discerning about the information they consume and to question what they see and hear online.
Yeah, it's like we need a whole new set of digital ethics, like a code of conduct for how we interact with and create content in this digital world that's constantly changing.
Couldn't agree more. And I think these conversations need to include more than just the technical experts. We need to bring in artists and philosophers, social scientists, like everyone who has a stake in, you know, shaping what our digital world is going to look like.
This has really been eye-opening. It's amazing how quickly things are changing, but it's clear we're just scratching the surface of this topic.
We are. But, you know, I think we've learned a lot about the challenges and opportunities ahead of us.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI-generated humans. This is a topic that's going to keep evolving. But we encourage you to explore the source material we provided and to keep asking questions. You know, as AI gets more and more advanced, our ability to understand it and deal with its impact is going to be critical to making sure technology is used to help humanity.
And remember, while there are certainly challenges, there's also tremendous potential for AI to do good in the world. So it's up to all of us to make sure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
Well said. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.